Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A group of Republican state lawmakers on Beacon Hill vow to file a bill to counter a major decision by the state Supreme Court. The court yesterday ruled local law officers cannot detain a person just because federal immigration officials request it. It's seen as a blow to the Trump administration and its plan to get local police more involved in immigration enforcement. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
The role of local police in enforcing immigration policy has been continually scrutinized since Trump took office. The Supreme Judicial Court's decision in Lund v. Commonwealth puts an end to this debate in Massachusetts, at least for now. The ruling provides what both immigration advocates and some local law enforcement call much-needed guidance on whether or not police must honor ICE detainers. Chelsea Chief of Police Brian Kies says he's grateful for the clarification, which he's passed along to his officers.
I said if we do get an ICE detainer, the detainer will be filed with the person at the arrestee's file, their folder that goes over to the court. But in the event that the individual is in fact bailed and we do receive a detainer, the individual is going to be bailed.
Whether they are released on bail or charges are dropped, local police cannot continue to hold an individual just because federal immigration authorities ask them to. There's no authority, the court ruled, for local officers to do so under state law. These ICE detainers, after all, are not criminal warrants. They offer no probable cause, and they're not signed by a judge. Instead, they are voluntary requests from ICE asking for more time to investigate a person's immigration status. And according to the SJC, holding someone on nothing more than an ICE detainer amounts to an unlawful arrest.
What this really does is reflect a complete rejection of what we've seen from the Trump administration in terms of its policies and practices.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
Which fundamentally have been about stoking fear in our immigrant communities and doing things that actually undermine public safety.
The government argues, however, that ICE detainers are crucial for maintaining public safety. In a statement, the director of Boston's ICE field office, C.M. Cronin, says the decision, quote, weakens local law enforcement agencies' ability to protect their communities. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson released his own statement opposing the ruling and says he's teaming up with several representatives to draft new legislation in response. Jim Lyons, a Republican state representative from Andover, says he's hoping to get a new statute on the books.
My role as a legislator is to put before the legislature language that will allow police officers to arrest people who are found to be in violation of immigration laws and, in fact, have a civil immigration detainer outstanding against them.
Lyons and his co-sponsors hope to file the new bill this week. But for now, the SJC's decision is the law statewide. Susan Church, former head of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, says the ruling could be a roadmap for other states.
This is hopefully something that we will look back on and see that it sent a message out to all the other states that this is not the job of the states to be enforcing federal immigration laws.
The decision is the first time a state Supreme Court has ruled on the question of ICE detainers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.